You are listening to Light Nation Radio's Industry Interview featuring Clay Packey's Eric Mueller and Vice President of PRG, Tim Brennan. We now return to our program.
Eric, let's talk Clay Packey for just a minute.
Sure.
Let's talk about your flagship fixture of your entire fixture line. What is this unit, and what makes it a step above the rest?
Let's go with the flagship's probably going to be the Alpha Spot 300 HPE. Just came out with it, first shown at Plaza. This thing has got a lot of hype. If you ever needed a very low-profile fixture that has CMY color mixing, very bright unit, of course, we're competing with a lot of the 575s and blowing them away, as a matter of fact. The feature set on the unit is, bar none, the best I've seen for a small 300 or 250 type light. CMY color mixing, as I said, zoom range, 4-to-1 zoom on this unit, and holds its output very well in that 4-to-1 zoom. On top of that, of course, you have your frost, you have your iris, you have 15 gobos, 7 of those rotating, color wheel. It's just got everything, Kelly. It's got everything. It's going to prove to be our best unit thus far.
Wow, that's awesome. What is the lamp that goes in that?
It is the MSR 300 Gold Fast Fit. It's a new 300 lamp out by Philips.
I just want to add one other thing that I think is pretty amazing about the 300, and that would be the dimming capability of this product. I'd have to say, more so than any other automated fixture I've ever seen, you would be fooled and think that this fixture is being dimmed by a traditional dimmer.
Really?
All the way down to 5 percentage points. We generally are seeing this just compete against every quality of light, from the most expensive to the least expensive. And the dimming on this fixture makes it really, really unique. And as Eric said, we've had some successful sales, and frankly, we've won some shootouts against the Martin 700s, which might surprise some people.
Wow, that's awesome. So what are some of the venues or some of the tours that are actually using some of these?
Eric, go ahead.
The 300s, because they're so new, of course, we have them going into some clubs. More specifically, the 300 Beam just sold some of those to a club in Atlanta through our dealer, of course, there in Atlanta. As well, when it comes to the Alpha range of products, shoot, man, you could find them on quite a few of the Feld Entertainment Show, Disney on Ice, the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. And from what I understand and what I've heard, the Ringling Brothers show that just came out is the very first ever fully automated circus, which is pretty neat. And that's fully automated by Clay Packey, of course, the Alpha Series products.
Wow.
There are some 300s on that show. Installations, we can go with Fantasmic. Quite a few Alpha products on Fantasmic in California. That's Disney. As well as churches. Of course, we have some churches that have bought. It's going to be a really neat product. And I should mention, on the 300 HPE, Kelly, if you will, the noise, there really is no noise. This unit is very quiet. If it's going to go into a church, a theater, into anything that requires very low noise, this is the unit.
Yeah, noise is always a big deal, that's for sure.
Sure.
I'd also put in there, as far as installations, actually, as we're taking this call from Las Vegas, there's quite a few Clay Packeys at the Caesars Palace Forum Theater that's run by AEG, and anybody who comes to Las Vegas that wants to get an eyeful, they certainly can go see Bette Midler or Cher or Elton John, and they'll get a full taste of what Clay Packey's about.
Well, we'll definitely be out there for LDI, and we'll have to stop and check that out.
Yep.
PRG and Clay Packey, both companies have always been known for being on the leading edge of technology. Are we going to be seeing any new fixtures in the near future from Clay Packey?
Yes. There'll definitely be new fixtures and a lot of new control products and new products from all the people that we do business with. But, yes, as far as Clay Packey goes, I think that people will see a taste of what we have to offer at Plaza this year.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, we're looking forward to it. So let's ask you, say some of the customers want to know the best way to contact Clay Packey or PRG.
Sure, I'll take that one. The main number they can call is 702-942-4603, and they can ask for any of us. As well, we do have a email address, and that email address is PRG, D as in dog, N as in Nancy, A as in Adam, at PRG.com. You can also contact me on my cell phone. This is Eric, 512-848-4403. Or you can contact Tim at 702-466-4159.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Tim.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask me who my favorite lighting designer was, and I've been already here to say Kelly Koster for
well,
a half hour.
Well, I already knew the answer, so I didn't want to do that.
All right, man. All right.
Guys, we sure do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here at Light Nation Radio, and thanks for informing us and the rest of the professional lighting community on all the great happenings going on at PRG and Clay Packy.
All right, buddy.
All right. You guys have a great day, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Peace out, man.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Light Nation Radio's first-ever industry interview. If you missed any part of this program, you can catch it in its entirety at www.lightnationradio.com and follow the schedule link to our archives. Be sure to tune in on April 18th at 2 p.m. Central as we feature Richard Cadena, editor of PLSN Magazine. He'll be with us to discuss the many happenings going on at PLSN, including his new book.